Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 20th. The competitor story is the one today.
Yeah, it really is. Airlink grew domestic capacity 12.5% year-on-year in April. SAA up 11.6. We grew 1.1.
1.1. And we still hold the crown?
49% share, so yes, still number one. But the direction on the golden routes is what jumps out. SAA added over 14,000 seats on Durban to Joburg. That's our second busiest route.
How much share did we lose on that one?
8 points. We went from about 70% to 62. JNB to Durban in the other direction, down 7.6 points. Same story.
That's a big move. Are we pulling back or did they just flood in?
Both. We pulled about 4,300 seats off JNBDUR combined. SAA added 11,000 on the return leg alone. Airlink chipped in 3,700 more. They smelled blood.
But wait, is this actually bad for us? What's happening to yield?
That's the flip side. Yield on DURJNB is up 26% year-on-year. We're getting paid significantly more per seat. Looks like a deliberate pull in favor of price over volume.
So we chose to walk away from some share. Okay, what about Cape Town to Port Elizabeth? I know it's been in the mix.
Airlink showed up there with 2,000 new seats. We added 5,800. Load factor dropped about 10 points. Seasonal demand hasn't caught up to the capacity yet. Moving on.
Fair. Let's look at the forward curve. Where are we tracking?
May is 12 points behind where we should be at this stage. June about 8 points behind. But the leisure routes are cooking. Zanzibar for June is 57 points ahead of the booking curve. Mauritius 30 ahead.
57 points. That's real demand.
On small capacity, to be fair, 4,900 seats. But Mauritius is 6,800 seats and also way ahead. The international leisure side is strong.
And the laggards?
George to HLA is 32 points behind for May. Cape Town to Hoedspruit 28 behind. Secondary domestic is sluggish.
What about costs? I saw the Rand moved.
Rand weakened 13.4% month on month, sitting at 16.65 to the dollar. That hits the cost base hard since most of it is dollar denominated.
Is fuel helping at all?
Actually, yes. Jet fuel came down 12% in the same window. The crack spread narrowed to 52.74. So they partially offset, but net-net the Rand move is the bigger headwind.
One more thing. Qatar Airways is bumping Cape Town from 7 to 10 weekly flights starting in June, rebuilding after the Middle East disruptions.
That's more international connectivity through Cape Town. Not a direct competitor for us, but if it drives inbound traffic, it could help feed our CPT, JNB and CPT, DU our legs.
Net positive if the demand shows up. Quick shape of the month so far.
19 days in, yield up 33.6% year-on-year, passengers down 14.7, purely price-led. Load factor at 81.3, about 11 points behind last May. Revenue per flight up 19%.
Fewer people, more money per person. That's the trade right now.
That is exactly the trade.
All right. Two questions for Elmar's meeting. First, on DURJNB, we pulled capacity and SAA flooded in. Are we comfortable with 8 points of share loss on a golden route? Or do we need to push back in June?
Second, the crack spread is still favorable at 52.74, but the Rand is sliding. Should we accelerate hedge locks for Q3 before that window closes? Actually, before we wrap, I want to pull back up CPT, PLZ. The brief waved it off as seasonal demand catching up, but the total market grew 49% year on year. Demand showed up. We poured in 33% more capacity, yield fell 6.4%, and we still lost 3 points of share to Airlink. That is the only major route where we're expanding and getting paid less for it. It is a price war, not a seasonal lag. And it undercuts the whole narrative that we chose yield over volume.
So we are playing two different games depending on the route. That is worth flagging with Elmar. Good ones. Have a good one.